Google engineer charged in prediction. Market insider trading case. U.S. federal prosecutors have charged a Google software engineer with insider trading on a prediction market, alleging the defendant pocketed roughly $1 million by trading event contracts on non-public information, according to a Cointelegraph report published on May 28, 2026. The case marks one of the first known federal insider trading prosecutions tied specifically to a prediction market venue, an area that has grown rapidly over the past 2 years as platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket pushed event contracts from niche curiosity into a measurable trading category. The case is reported. According to the Cointelegraph summary of the charges, the engineer is accused of trading on a prediction market using information that was not available to the broader public, and of generating roughly $1 million in trading profits as a result. The full charging documents will determine the specific venue, the contracts involved, and the source of the alleged non-public information. At publication time, Cointelegraph's post on X is the available primary source. We are treating the dollar figure and the insider trading characterization as the prosecutor's allegations rather than established fact. A defendant has not been convicted at this stage. The reported employer is significant for two reasons. First, large technology employers are routinely covered by internal trading policies that go beyond securities law and govern how employees can act on information picked up in the normal course of work. Second, any data-adjacent role at a company like Google sits close to information that can move event contracts, ranging from earnings drift to product launch timing to internal performance signals. Crypto market backdrop markets were already on the defensive when the story landed. BTC was trading at $74,251, yawn 2.0% on the day. ETH at 2017's 2.6%. And the fear and greed index sat at 34 in fear territory as of May 28, 2026. The case lands during a stretch where prediction market volumes have held up better than spot crypto turnover, which crypto quant data shows is down sharply from late 2025 highs. That divergence matters. Event contract platforms have become a steady source of trading activity even as spot crypto desks slow down, which is exactly the kind of environment that draws regulatory attention. A first-of-its-kind signal insider trading enforcement has a long and well-developed playbook in equity and futures markets. Applying that playbook to a prediction market venue is newer ground. Event contracts on regulated U.S. venues, such as Kalshi, sit under the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, while crypto-native venues like Polymarket have historically operated outside the U.S. retail market under a CFTC settlement. Federal prosecutors charging an individual trader rather than a venue is a different posture than the platform-level enforcement that dominated headlines in 2022 and 2023. A few practical takeaways for readers who follow this space. Prediction markets are being treated by U.S. authorities as venues where standard market integrity rules apply. The "it's just a bet" framing that some users still default to is not how prosecutors are approaching it. Employer trading policies are likely to expand. Compliance teams at large tech and financial firms have spent the last 18 months adding event contract platforms to monitored trading lists. Cases like this accelerate that work. Information sources matter. The defendant's access path, whether through internal employer data, third-party feeds, or something else, will shape future enforcement priorities. Ripple effects across the broader crypto stack. This is not a direct stablecoin or card story, and there is no immediate read across to consumer crypto products. But the enforcement signal does feed into the regulatory posture toward on-chain prediction markets and event contract venues more broadly, which over time bleeds into how exchanges, wallets, and payment rails interact with these platforms. For users of stablecoin-funded accounts that ultimately route into prediction market venues, the case is a reminder that the financial plumbing in front of those venues is sitting inside a real regulatory perimeter, not a gray zone. That has implications for KYC, source of funds questions, and how payment processors treat flows headed to these platforms in the future. It also reinforces a point that comes up repeatedly in our coverage of crypto enforcement. Federal authorities have steadily expanded the surface area where traditional market conduct rules apply. From the Gemini settlement case at the CFTC to recent stablecoin AML rulemaking under the Genius Act. Insider trading enforcement on prediction markets is the latest example. The signal worth watching. The detail that will matter most when court filings become public is the alleged information source. If it ties back to an employer's internal data, expect a wave of compliance program updates at large firms. If it ties to a third-party data feed, expect tighter scrutiny on those vendors. If it involves a public agency or government data, expect a separate set of questions about how that information was accessed. Prediction market venues have spent the last 18 months working to be perceived as serious financial infrastructure rather than entertainment products. A high-profile insider trading prosecution cuts both ways. It confirms the seriousness, and it raises the cost of operating there.